Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Jones! Bowden! He's got it! England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins!
Hello and welcome to the Analyst Inside Cricket, which today comes from a small studio in Stratford, where I've just been watching the first day's play in the third test between Australia and India from the Sydney Cricket Ground. A bit of a truncated day with rain falling in the middle of the day, so we had to sit around for a while. It's quite tough actually staying awake at 4 a.m, especially when there's no cricket going on and you have to link back to highlights of previous matches. But it is an interestingly poised series actually, with one game all of course, with the third test starting today and Australia getting to 166 for two by the end of the day's play, which actually was quite surprising because the bowlers have dominated the first two tests, and David Warner returning to the Australian side got out early on playing a pretty loose drive, and also they had a debutant opening with him, Will Pukowski, who looked a little tiny bit uncertain to start with, as you'd expect, but actually he played a very composed innings. He looked completely calm and compact in defence. He shuffled across, played mainly off the back foot, but played very straight, left the ball well. Has had a few problems with the short ball and had a couple of times he's suffered concussion and had a bit of time out of the game, but actually just looked amazingly relaxed and played the ball late, seemed to have lots of time generally, and you can see exactly why. He scored six hundreds in his first 24 first-class matches. Three of those were doubles. He's made two double hundreds this year in the Australian Shield. So he really does look an impressive player, and he made 62 before getting out in the end LBW to the debutant for India, Navdeep Saini. Quite a few debutants over this series as a whole. And then it just allowed, with that little platform that Pukowski had built with Marlis Labuschagne, it allowed Steve Smith to stroll in and hit some wonderful shots. He's only made 10 runs in the series before today in four innings. But today, it really looks as if he was going to assert himself against the Indian bowlers, especially Ravi Ashwin, who's got him out a couple of times. And he was looking very positive, almost a little bit eccentric, as usual, with smashing the bat into his feet and with some of those sort of slightly manic leaves and screams of no run and so on. It keeps you awake watching Marlis Labuschagne and Steve Smith in the middle. And Australia finished the day on 166-2. I'm telling you this really because it's the test series, I suppose, of the winter, because it features the two top teams in the World Test Championship. And those two teams, Australia and India, really do dominate that table, although New Zealand now sneaking up as well. They're in third place. And that whole kind of issue with Australia, India and New Zealand at the top of the table, with England obviously hovering in fourth, is going to come to a fascinating conclusion over the next two or three months, with England's two tests in Sri Lanka coming up, followed by the four tests against India in India. And then New Zealand, now likely to come to England to play two tests in June. So each team kind of featuring a match against the other in the top four to decide who will play in the final of the World Test Championship. And we've heard today, news certainly reaches me from various sources, that that World Test Championship final, which was scheduled to be at Lord's, is likely now to be at the GS Bowl because the ICC want to be sure that the venue for that big final is biosecure. And Lord's can't necessarily guarantee that, whereas the Aegeus Bowl clearly can. So the likelihood is, and this is news sort of hot off the press, unconfirmed, that probably the World Test Championship final will be at the Aegeus Bowl in late June or early July, following those two test matches between England and New Zealand in June. So that's the news from here. And also just a reminder that tonight is Ian Bell in our virtual cricket club. We're looking back appropriately at the Sydney Test of 2011, so exactly 10 years ago when Ian Bell made 100. That was the last test of the 2010-11 Ashes, which of course England won to secure or regain the Ashes from Australia. It was the first time England had won in Australia for something like 25 years. It was Strauss's team, of course, and we're having Andrew Strauss in the Virtual Cricket Club on the 14th of January. But this Thursday at 7 p.m, it's Ian Bell, the Shermanator, as Shane Warne used to like to call him. He's in our Virtual Cricket Club, so you can ask direct questions to him. We're going to pose him some sneaky questions in our special quiz as well. And we'd really love to get more of you to join our Virtual Cricket Club because we've got some great guests coming up in the next few weeks. In addition to Andrew Strauss, Ian Botham has said he'll appear. We're going to try and get Jofra Archer on, and also we're going to do a women's cricket special as well in the next two or three weeks. So please join our virtual cricket club. It's worldsbestcricketclub.com. It's £6 a month to join, but there are four live events guaranteed in that month's subscription, and it's all in aid of the Professional Cricketers Trust, the charity that supports cricketers who've fallen on hard times. So it is really for a great cause. So please join Simon Mann and me tonight with Ian Bell in the Virtual Cricket Club at 7 p.m, worldsbestcricketclub.com. Hope to see you there, and thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.